Blog Talk Radio.
Just kick a little something for them cars that be bumping.
It isn't nothing like that good soul music. Now use it and let Jay prove it. Just lose it with everything you do. Just know she got your back, yo. And she'll even make you laugh show after show. She got the vibes that'll make you ride top down. And if you got a couple problems, she'll be around. Just a five madness.
You're breaking my heart, baby. You make it mess of me.
What's up, what's happening? It's your girl, J. Juan Yvette. It's Wednesday, March 27th, 2024, and welcome to the Wild Out Wednesday edition of Justified Madness. That was music from Teddy Swims. It's called Lose Control. Now, when I tell you the vocals, OMG, y'all, this man's voice is pure soul. I don't care what he looks like. I don't care that he looks like he could be Post Malone's cousin. That's a whole black man with that voice, okay? That's a whole brother. He's just light-skinned. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it, doggone it. His voice is simply amazing. Now, this has been a wild week so far, and it's only Wednesday, y'all. First, Monday was the deadline for Cheetolini McTiny Hands to pony up that $464 million bond to keep New York Attorney General Letitia James from snatching up his assets. Well, the appellate court stepped in and helped a brother out by lowering the bond to $175 million. Well, apparently he's still having trouble coming up with that because he's online selling $60 Bibles. But anywho, yeah, he gonna sell a Bible. How the devil gonna sell a Bible? Ooh, did I say that out loud? But anyway, don't get it twisted, though. He still owes the full amount. The bond will just keep the attorney general from seizing his assets while the case is in appeal. And all the legal minds are saying he doesn't have a chance to win the appeal. Anywho, he just doesn't have to pay the whole thing right now. But he does have, I think, 8 more days now to come up with $175 million. But let me tell you how this becomes a very sticky situation. First off, they say there's a two-tier justice system. And the truth is, there is, but not in the way that Kafefe Von Hamburger would tell us. It's not that the law is being unfair to the orange-crusted clown and, you know, letting, say, the Biden family get away with everything. No, that's not at all how it works, because, in fact, Hunter Biden has been indicted for tax evasion and gun charge. So the idea that the Bidens aren't being held accountable is ridiculous. And as far as Joe Biden, there's not a crumb of evidence anywhere that he's done anything wrong. So there's that. But this whole thing with the orange terror, it's kind of showing us that there is a two-tier justice system, and people like him are the beneficiaries of it. I mean, most people who have done a fraction of the stuff this guy has done would have been in jail by now. So the fact that he's still a free man says a lot. And for those of us who don't come for money, I'm telling you, one of the reasons why I stay on the right side of the law is because I know damn well I can't afford to go to jail, okay? Let's just be honest. Most of us don't have the money and the resources to have, you know, lawyers bail us out of crap like this. But the fact is, the man is an adjudicated rapist. Not alleged, a jury of his peers determined that he sexually abused E. Jean Carroll. That's a fact. He was found civilly liable for massive fraud. And that's why he had to pony up that bond. Now, he got it cut down to $175 million for now. But if he loses the appeal, and again, most legal minds say that he probably will, he still has to come up with the rest of that money. He owes it to the state of New York because a judge did find that he committed fraud. Years and years and millions, tens and hundreds of millions of dollars worth of fraud. But, okay. And let's not forget, he's about to face his first criminal trial. The trial begins on April 15th, and that's for paying hush money to adult film actress Stormy Daniels, and that's to hide his 3-minute affair with her, then writing off the payment as a legal expense. So if you're looking for that election fraud he's been screaming about, what he did to try to silence Stormy, that would be election fraud. He wanted to keep the story hidden because, remember, this was around the time that the Access Hollywood tape dropped, you know, the Grab 'Em by the Hoo-Ha tape. Well, the story of him having a fling with a porn star while his wife was at home caring for their then newborn son, Baron, he thought that might hurt his campaign. So he had his lawyer and then so-called fixer, Michael Cohen, pay the hush money to Stormy Daniels. Then what did he do? He wrote that off as a legal expense. Now, Donnie, that's not legal. That is actual campaign finance fraud. So, like it or not, he will face a jury beginning April 15th. The wheels of justice may move slowly, but they absolutely do move, and nobody can escape accountability forever. Now, I always need a palate cleanser after reporting on Mango Mussolini, so let's have some fun now. So, Boosie, who seems to have something to say about everything, had something to say about Usher getting cozy with Alicia Keys on stage at the Super Bowl halftime show. He said that Usher was being disrespectful to Swiss Beatz for doing that. First of all, Alicia Keys is a whole human being with her own mind and her own free will. She's not just an extension of her husband. And second of all, these are entertainers we're talking about. They were singing a love song. So part of the delivery of the song is to have an on-stage chemistry. I'm pretty sure Swiss knew that and had no issue with it. But my main point here is this. Why is anybody still listening to Boosie about anything? Like, seriously. Anyway, on that note, I'm going to take a little trip back to 2004 with Usher and Alicia Keys and My Boo. You're rocking with your girl, Jaywan Yvette, and this is the Wild Out Wednesday edition of Justified Madness.
There's always that one person that will always have your heart. Never see it coming, cause you're blinded from the start. Know that you're that one for me. It's clear for everyone to see. Ooh, baby.
Yeah. You gotta rock and wait in this one. Come on.
See, I don't know about y'all, but I know about us. And it's the only way we know how to rock. I don't know about y'all, but I know about us. And it's the only way we know how to rock.
Do you remember, girl? One who gave you your first kiss, cause I remember, girl, I was the one who said put your lips like this. Even before all the fame and people screaming your name, girl, I was there and you were my baby.
It started when we were younger, you were mine.
Now
another brother's taken over, but it's still in your eyes.
Yeah.
we know how to rock. I don't know about y'all, but I know about us. And it's the only way we know how to rock.
Yo, what's new with the movies this week? What's new with music, yo?
Your girl Jaywani, that's about to tell you.
What's new with music and movies this week?
New singles dropping this week include Alicia Keys, Kaleidoscope, Big Sean, Precision, Bryson Tiller, Calypso, Good Morning, As the Dogs Were Playing, Hozier, Too Sweet, Kane Brown, Fiddle in the Band, Lenny Kravitz, Human, Logic 1000, Can't Let Go, Mac Miller, The Quest, Pearl Jam, Running, Sailor Moss, Dream Baby, Tyla, Art, Waxahachie, Crime of the Heart, and Yaya, Run. New albums dropping this week include Adrian Linker, Bright Future, Alice in Chains, Jar of Flies, Bare Naked Ladies, and Flight, Chris Young, Young Love, and Saturday Nights, Fletcher, In Search of the Antidote, Gary Clark Jr., JPEG Raw, Gossip, Real Power, Jay Lynn, A Coma, Madonna, Greatest Hits Broadcast Collection, Olivia Chaney, Circus of Desire, Shakira, Las Mujeres, Ya No Lloran, Sierra Farrell, Trail of Flowers, Tyla drops her self-titled album, Waxahachie, Tiger's Blood, and Wham! Reissues two albums, Fantastic and Make It Big. For the full list of new music, go to officialcharts.com and click on New Releases. New at the movies this week, Godzilla times Kong, The New Empire. The epic battle continues. Legendary Pictures cinematic Monsterverse follows up the explosive showdown of Godzilla vs. Kong with an all-new adventure that pits the almighty Kong and the fearsome Godzilla against a colossal undiscovered threat hidden within our world, challenging their very existence and our own. Godzilla times Kong, The New Empire delves further into the histories of these titans and their origins, as well as the mysteries of Skull Island and beyond, while uncovering the mythic battle that helped forge these extraordinary beings and tie them to humankind forever. Godzilla times Kong, The New Empire stars Rebecca Hall, Brian Tyree Henry, Dan Stevens, and Kaylee Hoddle, and it's rated PG-13. Now, if you'd rather binge watch from your sofa, no worries. Get Peacock and stream live sports, exclusive originals, hit shows, and blockbuster movies. That's right, you get sports, movies, news, TV shows, originals, kids content, and more. Premium plans start at just $5.99 a month. Peacock, you can't not watch. That's the wrap-up for this week. Now let's get back to the show. You're tuned into Justified Madness, and I'm your girl, Jaywani Vince.
Yeah. Every time the phone rings, I hope that it's you on the other side. I wanna tell you everything, everything that's on my mind. And I don't want any other guys taking my place, girl, I got too much pride. I know I may be wrong, but I don't wanna be right. Cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart would go flatline if it wasn't beating for you all the time. So if I get jealous, I can't help it.
Hip-hop to K-pop, your girl Jaywani Vets got you covered. You're tuned in to Justified Madness.
I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future for a moment I could picture. Then you touch me and I come back, and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens out of Georgia. Now you're lonely in this city, lying with me, and you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying, you're in pieces, cause the only love you've ever known is Jesus. I can feel it. Oh, I hate that I'm the reason that you're in your head right now. While your world is spinning out, so slow it down, take a moment more. We're too young to drown. Deep in dirty waters full of hope is found. Let me pull you out, let me hold you now, let me slow it down. Ain't it funny how it changes, how the future rearranges? I get nervous, oh I'm anxious. Maybe loving you is dangerous. I could lose you like
It's the Wild Out Wednesday edition of Justified Madness with your girl, Jaywani Vet. That was new music from Benson Boone. It's called Slow It Down. Can we just take a moment to appreciate how beautiful that song is? I'm really into lyrics as much as the overall sound of a song, and this was just so masterfully written and arranged and sung. Shout out to Benson Boone and his fans, the Booners. Before that, you heard new music from Justin Timberlake, and that's called Selfish. Quick programming note, I'll be back on the air this Saturday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time for the Saturday Madness Concert Series. And since it's the last Justified Madness episode for Women's History Month, I'm paying homage to some of the most influential women in the music game. So join me Saturday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time at blogtalkradio.com/justifiedmadness. Now, before I move on, I want to send major love and big shout-outs to all my fam bam. Whether by blood or by love, I love you to life, and I love you for real. Love and kisses all the way to heaven to my big papa, Ellis. You're always in my heart. You are forever loved and will never, ever be forgotten. Major love to my official promo team, Team Jaywani Vet, which is run by my girls, Brenda J, Tracy, and Amina. You can follow them on TikTok, Twitter, Threads, Facebook, Instagram. Yeah, that's it. At Team Jaywani Vet. That's team like in football team. JawanYvette. Now, for early access to the podcast, including bonus content you won't hear anywhere else, early access to my music before it drops, and other exclusive content you won't find anywhere else, make sure you join my Patreon squad at patreon.com/justifiedmadness31. That's patreon.com/justifiedmadness and the number 31. Now, I want to send a belated birthday shout-out to my cousin Mickey, who celebrated on Monday, March 25th. An early birthday shout-out going out to my bonus daughter Trina, who will be celebrating tomorrow. Shout-outs to my Mad Hatters, my Young Nation, my Twamley, my TikTok squad, my Patreon squad, Alex, Kiana, Pammy, Twin, Queen Janine, Joy, Yvette, Shane, and last but never ever least, my daughter Jessie. She's the voice you hear at the top of the hour every Wednesday and Saturday night right here on Justified Madness. Coming up next, I've got music from New Edition, whose Las Vegas residency has been extended not only into July, but they just dropped new dates for October and November, y'all. Now, your girl is trying to plan a July trip to Vegas because that's my birthday month. And what better way to celebrate my birthday than hanging with my NE for Lifers out in Vegas to see our boys? Okay. So I want to shout out, of course, all my NE for Lifers for making this happen. And 40 years in the game and New Edition is still showing them how it's done, baby. Then on the other side of the commercial, I'm closing out with New Kids on the Block with their new single, Kids. And shout out to New Kids for always giving New Edition their respect, especially Donnie Wahlberg, who makes it clear that without New Edition, there would be no New Kids on the Block, no Backstreet Boys, no One Direction, etc., etc. You better say that, Donnie. You are rocking with your girl, Jaywani Vet, and this is the Wild Out Wednesday edition of Justified Madness.
I'm not afraid. with a mind. She feels the same, she'll let you know. Just prepare yourself and be ready to go. And I hope this message stays in your mind, cause you almost lost a girl who was right on time. There's one more thing that you got to know. Just cool it down and stay in control.
And we are the Gecko Brothers.
And you are listening to Justified Madness.
We've been up since day one. We've been chasing the sun. I'm feeling. What a feeling. When we touch, we stop time. We were dancing skylines. It's amazing. What a feeling. Follow. Anywhere you go, I'll follow. Don't make me wait till tomorrow. Don't make me wait without you.
Thanks for rocking with the girl. I'm Jaywan Yvette, and I'll see you again Saturday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time for the Saturday Madness Concert Series edition of Justified Madness at blogtalkradio.com/justifiedmadness.